This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A Monday, a day like any other day. I left a small town for the apple in decay. I'm just kidding.
That's cheap. A decaying apple.
I'm just kidding. I did none of those things. Those are lyrics from, I don't even know, man. Like, maybe like Lover Boy or something. Bad 80s rock band.
Yeah. No.
You can say I know them.
Is yeah. it? Yeah. Was that Lover Boy?
I think so, yeah. I think that might even be the same album as, like, Jukebox Hero. That's the one, yeah.
It was my destiny.
Yeah, you know, I get it.
What I needed to do.
What I need to do is tell everybody who's listening.
I'm looking out for the two of us. That was not Journey.
No, it was not Journey.
Or, I'm sorry, not Journey. It was also not Loverboy. It wasn't Journey.
Are you sure it wasn't Loverboy?
I think we could list all night's bands that it wasn't.
Okay. Well, what we should do is tell the listeners that this is indeed Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to join in the conversation, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we're going to talk about some fun things tonight and also whatever's on your mind. You're free to call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like, or weigh in on what we're talking about. I did bring in some things today, and Ian, I know you did too, so we'll just tease about what we're going to hopefully get into this evening. At the top of my list was something out of the New York Post saying that the coronavirus lockdown in Greece requires people to text authorities before they leave their house.
Well, wow. I mean, you've got to get your hall pass.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, that is a great analogy.
I'd bitch smack a dude. No.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. We could talk more about that. The article goes into some of the details.
And they don't understand why we need AR-15s. This is why we need AR-15s.
And every other kind of weapon. But, you know, like, people should just be free to own whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they're not harming
Except
anybody.
People.
Well, like, right, but I mean, as far as weapons go,
yes.
Right? Like, I don't care if my neighbor owns a tank, let him.
Yes!
You know? Might be cool to go over and take a tour of it,
The founding fathers had privately owned warships.
All that fun stuff.
I want a privately owned warship.
Ian, I know you wanted to talk about Dr. Fauci.
Not specifically him, but just what it was that he's claiming is that they're saying that even after you get a vaccine, if you do, which I wouldn't recommend it, but even afterwards, people think everything's going to go back to normal, right? Just get the vaccine and everything. You can go to Ticketmaster again. Everything's going to go back to normal. But he's saying that no, they're still going to require social distancing and they're still going to require masks because... Well, I'll
somebody
tell you why.
Needs to kick him later. In the fork.
I'll tell you why later.
Yeah, this is why I call him Dr. Fauci. That's horrible. Although not everyone thinks it's going to go back to normal. I think, well, me specifically, I've been saying, you know, everybody thinks it's going to go back to normal after 2 weeks when this whole 2 week thing kicked off back in March or whatever.
We're now entering week 40 of 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
And I was
somebody's getting flattened.
I was like, you know, I'm just going to make this prediction right now that this is going to last far longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps even permanently. Well, we can get into that.
Well, I mean, sooner or later, people have to fight back. They can't just pussy out forever.
I mean, I don't know. They seem pretty docile and compliant now.
Are they putting something in the water?
Well, chlorine.
Somebody would say fluoride.
Fluoride, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if I buy that does anything to people.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I've never bought fluoride.
I would also like to take a minute. I know we covered Ticketmaster. And their claim on the story was last week that they were going to require vaccine test results to get into future concerts. And they've issued a clarification on that. And so we'll talk about their clarification and also my opinion on this particular matter a little
Excellent.
bit.
Excellent.
I've got some other things that we could touch on.
They must be pretty sure of their monopoly if they think they can get away.
I've been calling them ticket bastard for some time, and with good reason. And if we get around to it, we'll get into that.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got some other things that we can talk about. The European Union.
You can't do a thing with them.
The European Union moves to outlaw encrypted apps. Say goodbye to privacy.
Oh, boy.
Because the European Union is going to outlaw decentralized applications. Anything that doesn't have the required government backdoor in it, they're going to outlaw. So if you get caught using, you know, some sort of decentralized app with lots of encryption and no backdoor.
Like Matrix?
For example.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's going to be a no-no in the EU, so we can talk about that.
Wow.
I'd like to be the first to invite all EU residents to join our Matrix chat server at chat.lrn.fm.
Indeed.
We'll find you instructions on how to build a guillotine if you guys don't remember. It can be done. They're not that hard.
Well, the people in Europe have been doing way more protests against lockdowns than folks in the United States. So actually,
that's
we can
true.
Take a cue from those folks.
Well, what we need is a combination. We need their balls and our guns.
Balls and guns. That's what it takes. Balls and guns. I also have this... we'll call it an article. It is from the Associated Press. Talks about a new device puts music in your head with no headphones required. So, you know, some of you out there may have heard voices in your head already. That's generally a sign that you're not well mentally. But this would put some doubt into your brain, along with any audio source.
And maybe some no doubt.
And maybe some no doubt.
And indeed. It doesn't look like they're bone conducting. That looks like a device that would sit on your shelf or something like that.
The article explains that it beams it into your head. So
ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, it's
fascinating.
It's fascinating and also a little creepy.
Yeah.
In the fact that it's kind of it's a device that... It kind of acts when you're near it or in its, I can't even say line of sight. But
I'm curious. You piqued my interest,
yeah,
Captain.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here to do. So we can get into all of that or whatever you want to bring up. And speaking of which,
who's on the line?
Let's go to your calls right away. We've got Dave in New Hampshire calling. Dave, you're up for
here.
Hey,
hey, Dave.
You may remember when I called in a couple months ago maybe to let you know about they were closing a road in New Hampshire because of COVID.
Okay.
Is this
and
a
this
road
was,
that COVID likes?
Yeah. Now it wasn't really. It was sort of indirect. They'd closed it down because there was their COVID restrictions had caused a whole bunch of people to want to go out and hike since that was the thing they were still allowed to do. Right. And so there were too many people trying to park around the trailhead, supposedly. They said they couldn't get emergency vehicles through.
Right.
So they just closed down
because you
road.
Always need emergency vehicles on the nature trail.
Yeah. So they just closed down the whole road, made so people couldn't hike there. So they made Americans healthier by making it harder for them to exercise. Right.
Well, yeah, and this isn't uncommon from various different jurisdictions putting ridiculous restrictions on what people can and can't do, go outside of their house. Right now in Massachusetts, if you're outside of your home, they are saying you have to have a mask on no matter how far away you are from other people. And some people are taking this crap seriously. Apparently, even here in New Hampshire, we had some visitors this weekend. We mentioned them on the show. They're coming up from all around the Northeast to check out New Hampshire. And one of them was talking about being on a trail at some point and noticing people walking by on a trail wearing a mask in New Hampshire, even. So, like, even where it's not even mandated, people putting a mask on while they're all alone walking on a nature trail.
See, I don't know. People being silly if it's not required is par for the course. I have no problem with it.
It's still sad, though.
And I don't know. I mean, given the stupid things I've seen people do, that hardly rates.
The things that we have to complain about in New Hampshire are much more minor, than what in a lot of other places. But I still think we should complain about them in public.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely we should. In fact, Dave, do you want to hang on for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Ian was talking about the guests that we had, and they were very complimentary as to how well we have it here.
Yeah,
I think it's great to Connecticut.
Well, hopefully they will come here and have it well as well.
855-450-3733 is our number. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Tonight in the studio, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Yes, and also Ian and Nobody.
And I wanted to let everybody know that if you were listening in the first segment, that it was not Loverboy, it was Foreigner. That's who we were talking about, was Foreigner. So
it's true.
If you weren't listening during the first segment, well, now you're just going to have Foreigner stuck in your head like an earworm. There you go. My gift to you.
Like an apple in decay.
It was my destiny. And you know what else is my destiny is to bring Dave in New Hampshire back on the air. Because
my destiny was a stripper.
My stripper was cinnamon.
Ooh, tasty.
I don't know destiny. So, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. We were talking about the New Hampshire hiking experience and how they didn't really outlaw hiking. They just sort of closed the road. Is that right?
Yes, but that was in May when they closed the road. And they had like a bureaucrat standing there at the road.
with his
orange cones and turning everybody around.
Wait, the bear cat or a bureaucrat?
Yeah, a bureaucrat.
Was there a bureaucrat in a bear cat?
So anyway, I was back there, I think about 3 weeks ago, same spot, and this is Pawtuckaway State Park, about 15 miles east of Manchester. So it's the public area of Pawtuckaway where you don't have to pay a fee or anything like that. It's just a public road, right? So I was there recently, and they didn't have the blockage anymore. But while they were there doing the blockage, apparently they got all these authoritarian ideas because all this signage appeared that wasn't there before. And this is the most interesting sign, quote, "Coming soon, hiking reservations will be required for this trailhead."
Outrageous.
I've got reservations about that, the clan. I don't think it's a good one.
And I got your reservation for you right here. Right,
yeah. I actually heard about this, too. I saw your video. You posted one, like a week or so ago about this over at RidleyReport.com, which is your YouTube channel, where you've got actual footage of this signage. So, I mean, it's absolutely real. And somebody else had told me about this being the case on Mount Monadnock as well. Now, that is one of the more well-climbed mountains in North America. It's the one that's the closest here to the studio, and I've been up it a number of times over the 15 years I've been here, and from what I understand, that most of the trailheads do actually have some sort of bureaucrat who staffs them, or at least there's some sort of a station. I don't know if there's always a bureaucrat there or whatever, but there is actually a trailhead where there's never been anything like that, where there's just a parking area, and you just go up the trail, and you go up the mountain, and there's no like donation box or anything like that. So I am curious to know, how do they plan on enforcing said appointments?
Yeah, well, I can tell you how they enforced it in May. And the other thing that they did was that they put up signs on all the other – there's only like five parking spots at this trailhead. This is the most remote place you could possibly go and still be close to Manchester, right? And they put signs – you used to be able to just park on the side of the road. If there, by some miracle, there were five people parked there, you could just park on the side of the road.
Right.
And now they put signs up as far as they can that say no parking, so that if five people park there, there's nowhere to park.
What do you think these crazy bastards are actually trying to accomplish? It seems like, I mean, the obvious response is they just want power for power's sake, which is true, but at the same time, it seems like, I mean, there's a weird pattern to the weirdness, but I don't get what it is, and I'm good at spotting patterns.
It reminds me of that Quebecois sci-fi movie that came out about 5 years ago where everybody was forced to, you were allowed to go hunting in your computer game, but you couldn't go, into the actual forest. Humans weren't allowed into the forest, right? Mm. And that just feels
had
like
the world been taken over by PETA?
People eating tasty animals?
People eating tasty animals.
But again, the one thing you don't do to fat Americans is make it harder for them to exercise. That's what you don't do if you want them to live longer.
Yeah, to answer nobody's question, the only thing that I can think of, the only thing my brain has been able to surmise, is that we're being fattened for harvest. Like, there's an alien species going to come down and just, you know, we're a food source for them.
Yeah, but fat's not a good food source.
Well, how do you know? Actually, you're not the alien.
I mean, Atkins' diet is all protein and fat, and it works out really well. Fat has plenty of calories.
Same thing with the keto.
I don't know. Although, I think you've got a point there. It could be more mundane than aliens, though. I mean, one of the big things they seem intent on doing is emptying out the supply chain.
Yeah.
Like, making sure that there's no excess stuff laying around anywhere in America.
Yep.
Well, that, of course, is what you'd want to do before an invasion by aliens or even by communists, Chinese, Russian, whatever kind of communists you got.
Some foreign entity.
Or Nazis, but they're hard to come by these days.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's the only thing that came to mind, and, you know, I'm a science fiction nerd, so of course it stands to reason that, you know, that's the first thing that popped into my head, but I have no basis in fact for any of that. I was just like, this seems like the plot to some sort of, you know, takeover movie, right? You know, like the aliens have infiltrated, you know, important places, right? It goes along with the whole lizard people conspiracy, right? They're the lizard people in masks of humans, right? And so now, you know, they're just fattening us up for harvest.
I mean, they're changing all the
some
rules.
Some of us are fat enough already.
Well, amen to that.
I mean,
they're changing all the rules, and they're being even less service-oriented than they've ever been.
By a long shot.
The government has always been crappy at doing the things that they say they'll do, and now they're even worse.
You don't have to get good service if you can force people at gunpoint to buy your product.
Correct. And now they've taken it down 10 more steps as far as the quality is concerned, and people are going to put up with it. I was watching a video from Danny Shine, who we've interviewed here, a few times. He's a YouTuber in the UK, and so it's been interesting to watch them go up and, like, confront their cops and ask them questions. And he was in a park called Speaker's Corner.
Famous park.
Yeah, and he was asking different bobbies whether or not it was illegal to speak at Speaker's Corner now. And some of them were dodging the question, but one of them came right out and said, yes,
it was a dodgy thing.
Yes, it was illegal to speak at Speaker's Corner now, because not because speaking has been made illegal, but because gathering a crowd is now illegal.
Now
so
they
therefore,
just changed the name to Speaker's Corner, right? I just want to point out
and
real quick.
The thing is, Speaker's Corner has always been a place that was really symbolic of free speech.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I just want to point out real quick to Dave Ridley's point. If you think that something is owned that's owned by the government is owned by the public, you're wrong. Public service is government service. Public parks are government parks. They're owned by the government. You don't own them. I dare you to go and try and, you know, do something there that they would rather you not do and see what happens. Yep. 855-450-FREE. We got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants people to remember the rapid development of the coronavirus vaccine happened under his watch. The president tweeting praise for the drug manufacturer Moderna, which is reporting that its coronavirus vaccine is 94.5% effective in the latest trials. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"This is really a historic day. This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th. 18th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna.
The U.S. military is crafting a plan to withdraw forces from Iraq and Afghanistan in the coming weeks. The order is calling for roughly 2,500 troops to be left in both countries. You're listening to USA Radio News. Republican Senator David Perdue is deciding not to debate his Democratic challenger. CNN reporting Perdue won't debate John Ossoff on December 6th. That's just a month before they will compete for one of Georgia's Senate seats on January 5th. As far as what this race means for our country, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy says,
if the Republicans lose the Senate majority and the left of Lenin wing of the Democratic Party gets in control, as it will, controlling both the Senate and the House, as I said earlier today, you have nothing to worry about unless you are a taxpayer, a business owner, a parent, a gun owner, a cop, a person of faith, or an unborn baby.
Hurricane Iota is now a Category 5 storm as it heads towards Central America. The National Hurricane Center saying it's packing winds of 160 miles an hour as it heads towards northeastern Nicaragua. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and it's just another manic Monday. I wish it was Sunday, because that's my fun day, my I don't have to run day. Name that tune, nobody?
Manic Monday.
That's very good.
Yes.
Yes, very good.
You already said it.
Name the artist.
If you've actually used the
Bangles.
Words, you
the
can
Bangles.
Ask
very good,
somebody
yeah.
to
well,
name the tune.
Well, I could, because you know it was possible you were not paying attention.
Of course I was not paying attention.
All right. 855-450-3733 is our telephone number if you'd like to join us in case you weren't paying attention. Or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, as I like
See,
to say.
I thought the superior song was I Don't Like Mondays.
Well, I do like Mondays because, well, I get to hang out with you guys and do this radio show. So that seems inappropriate for use on this program anyway.
Well, it was actually that song was made for one of the very first school shooters who happened to be a female, and they asked her why she did it, and she did it on a Monday, and she said, I don't like Mondays.
Sound reasoning.
Man, yeah. I don't remember any female school shooters. When was that?
Many, many years ago. I mean, when did they make the I don't like Mondays song? That was like late 70s, maybe.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure, but I can tell you that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for
Doesn't
and use the site.
Remittance just mean payment?
Sure. Okay. And all
it means
communications.
It means a cross-border payment, typically. Usually it's like from a family member in the U.S. to somebody in Mexico, for instance. That would be a remittance.
Hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But for that to work, you'd have to have a family member in Mexico who sold Bitcoin.
Go ahead.
This is what we get paid for.
Sure. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And for all your remittance needs.
Indeed.
I wonder if you could call recycled mittens remittance.
You could. Nobody would know what you were talking about.
Nobody
would.
Some people
would think you were silly.
But not nobody.
Nobody.
Let's go right back to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Sam calling from Rincon, Puerto Rico. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. The reason I'm calling, I've been trying to figure out, like, probably most of the world, where exactly all this is going. And what I keep coming up against is that in order to force a vaccine, they're going to have to disarm everybody. And in order to effective disarming, they're going to have a confiscation. And before you can have a confiscation, you have to have a registration. And every time a registration of any sort is passed in the United States, everyone resists it. They just had the one, I think it was in New Jersey, where your high-capacity magazines are grandfathered in. You have to register them. We know that 30,000 of these things were sold. And they get like six people that register them.
They have a lot of boat accidents in New Jersey is what happened.
Exactly. And I'm originally or recently from California, and it was the same thing there. They would pass these registrations, and then no one would register. And
people should be more careful with those boats.
Yeah, it just seems like it's just completely a non-starter, and so I can't really get my head around what these knuckleheads in charge actually think they're going to accomplish. Mainly because I've been in the gun culture most of my life, and most gun owners that I know are gun owners because they know something about history, and they're not going to fall for this.
Well, and I think that the tyrants that be are losing their best protection in that the gun owners didn't want to revolt while Trump was in office, but they would be very joyous and happy to revolt with Biden in office, who's much more revolting, according to most.
Is your boogaloo sense tingling there? Really?
My boogaloo sense has been tingling for a long time. I've got a big, old, throbbing boogaloo that won't go down.
Well, Sam, what it looks like they're going to do instead is they're going to incentivize so instead of just telling everybody you got to do it, they're going to say, well, you can choose not to have a vaccine, but then you won't be able to fly again, and you won't be able to go and get a ticket from Ticketmaster.
I can't fly now.
Ticketmaster.
Can the rest of you fly?
On an airplane.
Oh, okay.
I believe I can fly.
Yes,
I believe I can touch the sky.
They're going to tell you that you won't be able to send your kids to school, which you shouldn't want to do that anyway.
God, no.
They're going to use these things that they know that a lot of people will want to do, and they're going to require total obedience, I think, in order to let you do those things. So that'll get a good chunk of the population. What portion? I don't know.
All it takes is one person to kick him in the fork, and it'll become a tradition.
Any other thoughts, Sam?
A couple. One, I think I'm okay with that because I spent a good chunk of my life trying to wake people up, and I hate using that phrase. But
yeah.
What I found is that most people really like their change. They're happy with it. And since I realized that, I've just been trying to create my life in such a way that I can sidestep a lot of what these really silly people are willing to accept that I'm not. And this whole virus thing, I feel like I've been gotten, like they managed to get me.
And, is that why you're in Puerto Rico? Were you always from there? Did you move there on purpose to sort of do your own thing?
The latter. They've got incredible tax incentives down here, and so I came down here to take advantage of that because because prior to this virus, really, politics was mainly about who's going to rob who and what are we going to do with the money. And if you can take yourself out of the tax system.
The radio, but definitely appreciate the call.
Indeed.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, there's certain things you can't say on the radio. We are a broadcast program, not an internet-only
Which we
program.
Should mention, which I don't think we have in a while, that the FCC is actually mentioned nowhere in the Constitution.
That's true.
And personally, I think they should be taken out and maimed.
I agree. But
I don't agree. I think violence solves problems.
Well, fictitiously.
Solves a lot of problems for them.
Figuratively.
Does it, though?
Well, I mean, they kill us, and then we don't fight back anymore. Mm.
But to Sam's point, it is forced vaccination or, you know, a majority of people getting these shots, who knows what's in them, is that the end game here? I'm not convinced, and I say that because it's not only happening just in the United States, right? Mm-hmm. All this lockdown madness, this COVID craze, whatever you want to call it, I call it dystopian for sure, it's global. There's not a country that's not affected except for maybe some, rural areas of, I don't know, Africa perhaps?
A lot of it seems to be happening, or at least I seem to divine a connection between the COVID and Epstein not having killed himself.
You think that's connected somehow?
Well, the thing that does make sense to me is that they would have to be in some kind of a panic to do this. I mean, it's certainly not increasing their political capital.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe they were close to finding the mother lode, the truth, the proof. And
so full distraction mode.
They had to lock the whole world down to keep them down.
Maybe, I suppose, but it seems like there's something else. 855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, everybody. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. I don't know about you. What do you think?
Boo.
You know what doesn't get me down? Cryptocurrency and all things decentralized, like Divi, for example. You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or even stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now.
I've done it.
And I've heard you tell many people that setting up the Divi Masternode was super easy and staking was even easier. Is that true?
It's true.
Nice. Well, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org to get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I project.org. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We have the Christian Anarchist calling from Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, is it okay to say pee-pee and poo-poo on the air?
Sure.
Okay.
For you, Gene, I guess.
All right. I don't want to waste everybody's time with the common COVID or this bogus election. You know, I want to address the world's biggest problem.
Okay.
And you know it's got to involve women, right? There's always friction between men and women, and since I'm an authority on women.
That's the best
part. Best joke of the night.
Thank you.
So since there's always friction between men and women and I'm an authority, I wanted to address a very serious complaint between the sexes.
Hmm.
That is toilet seats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you a seat up guy or a seat down guy?
Oh, got to have it up, right?
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
Women are always complaining that men are leaving the seat up. So why is it our responsibility to lower the seat? When men want to sit down, don't they always look to see if it's down before they sit on the toilet? Why?
Not always. I failed.
Okay, there was one time
in my drunkenness and my stupor.
I think everybody's had that failure.
I have failed.
Well, why can't women just check and see if the seat is up and then lower it? In fact, even more important, why don't the women lift the seat after they're done so that us men don't have to lift it? Why does it have to be the other way around?
Yeah, the other thing that
I put in your prenup.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The other thing I'd like to see is if the seat is going to be down, how about having a foot pedal that you can step on that lifts the seat instead of...
Yeah. Oh, like one of those trash cans they have in doctor's office.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You just step on it, goes, right, and it lifts up so you don't have to potentially touch.
I think maybe there should be some legislation regarding toilet seats and their design so that all toilet seats have to be designed in such a way that...
Who are you and what did you do with Gene the Christian Anarchist?
After you lift them up, you know, 10 minutes later, they just come down on their own. How about that? You know, just automatic toilet seats, little robot toilet seats. So
yeah,
it
could have like a human body detector on it, right? A sensor that if nobody is detected, not nobody, but nobody is detected, the seat comes down, right?
If you want it to go down 10 seconds after it goes up, you just need to get it some crack.
And you could just put a camera on the toilet, and when it sees somebody's wang hanging out, it just lifts the seat up, and then they do their business, and when they're done, it just lowers the seat. I think I stumbled on a good
idea. Wherever you put a camera, it will eventually be hacked.
True.
Yeah, but I don't care. Do you? Doesn't bother me any.
Well, it's the legislation part you mentioned, Gene. That's the bothersome part.
No, we've got to have legislation. Legislation is the answer to everything.
Then you'll end up spending $150 on a toilet seat like the freaking Navy.
That's the price you pay for freedom. You got to have more money.
Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. I believe Team America has made it clear that the price of freedom is $1.05, $1.05 in their words. So we at least have that to go off of for our baseline of the price of freedom.
Well, we've got that going for us.
Which is nice.
I've got $1.05. Do you have $1.05?
I have at least $1. I believe I have
I'll lend
nickel.
You a nickel.
I believe I have a nickel out in my car in the former ashtray. Which is now, it's just sort of a junk collector.
You want to go out after the show and get some freedom?
I'd like to take this moment to recommend that everybody who has a problem with their toilet seat check out the Washlet, which I highly recommend. I got one a couple of years ago, and it has just been a fantastic
experience. Is that the high-tech bidet?
Yeah, yeah. It also is a heated seat, so there's a heater in the seat. It has a bidet, and man... You won't ever want to go back.
There are unpleasantries.
And it saves money on toilet paper.
In this life, there are unpleasantries.
My mom had one of those things that short-circuited. That really burned my ass.
The unpleasantries are cold toilet seats, dentist chairs, and trips to DMV.
You knocked that one out then.
So
$300.
Yep.
You'll thank me later.
What's the website?
Anywhere that sells washlets.
Washlets.
Cold toilet seats are among the things that I would sell if I had an inconvenience store.
An inconvenience store.
But every other toilet seat is an inconvenience now. Because whenever I go and use any other toilet, it's like, it's going to be cold. And it is.
Well, I don't know. Have you tried the cushioned toilet seats?
Those are better than whatever they're made out of, plastic or whatever.
Ones, the ones that are cold. Yeah, the ones with the cushions are better, but sometimes they're like, especially if they've got a rip in them or something, you might get like a paper cut, you know, on an unpleasant area. So I'm not saying that's happened to me, but it has.
Are you saying his areas are unpleasant?
Yeah, I'm just saying if your cushioned toilet seat is tore up, get a new one. That's what I'm saying.
Telling you, the Japanese, they already understand this. These things are everywhere in Tokyo. I mean, everywhere I went to, I swear, I didn't find a single toilet that didn't have one of these things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Rich Paw is a moron calling into Free Talk Live. I wonder who this is.
Yeah, how can I NSA?
Yep, I was right. And thanks for your call tonight, Rich Paw. All right. That was a quick call.
I think it was actually just the is a moron part.
Yeah. That was a quick call. We like those.
Clearly hasn't met me.
So I wanted to talk about this article from the New York Post. New coronavirus lockdown in Greece requires people to text authorities before leaving their home. Now, imagine that. And we know the reason that I bring this stuff up, sometimes I bring stuff up and our listeners will, you know, maybe in the chat room or later on, like, when do you talk about stuff that's not happening in the United States? Well, because guess what? We live on a planet.
Mm-hmm. And it can happen here, too.
And that's more to my point, is that generally what we've seen, particularly through this, we'll call it COVID madness that all the governments are subjecting us to, is also happening around the globe. And generally, when one government does a thing, it's only a matter of time until all of the governments do the same thing. So if you want a preview of the future, you want to gaze into the magic eight ball of life, well, this is possibly one of the outcomes that you will see coming soon.
Just imagine a boot stuck crushing a human face forever.
For all eternity. Under a second nationwide coronavirus lockdown in Greece, which, by the way, they're locking down Seattle and, what was it, Chicago again?
Chicago, yeah, 30 days.
And a couple of other places. So it's not just happening
Chicago
in Greece.
Chicago has it coming.
But in Greece, people will need to text authorities if they want to leave their homes. The lockdown will start at daybreak Saturday and last until the end of the month. I believe this past Saturday, this article is a couple days old. With infection surging across the country, the Prime Minister said he acted before patients overwhelm hospitals. We must stop this wave, the Prime Minister said Thursday. I chose once again to take drastic measures sooner than later. Sound familiar?
Hasn't he ever dealt with waves? You can't stop them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mr. Mitsotakis is, he's a politician, right? So he's going to lie to you. Doesn't matter. As a part of the lockdown, all retail stores except those selling essential items such as food, medication, and fuel will be closed.
So he's going to stop the wave of economic activity that might have actually come back during whatever minor reopening they've had. That's the wave that he'll be putting a stop to.
Yeah, and I know that this is also happening in a couple of other places here in the United States where they're engaging in a second lockdown where the businesses that managed to make it through the first lockdown and reopen are now being shut down again.
Let's see how many more can be eliminated, because what the Yelp numbers from the summertime were that 60% of businesses that had shut down aren't coming back.
May the fleas of 1,000 camels find his tent.
May their next phone number be one digit away from an all-night taxi service.
Mm.
We've got more coming up here on Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.